Message that you could hear first thing in the morning than this. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. The words of this song, I'm sure most of you know, were taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Words written almost 800 years before the coming of Christ, between 700 to 800 years before Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, Isaiah foretold it because he was a prophet of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and centuries before it ever happened, he foretold it. He said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him like a tender plant, and like a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Of whom was the prophet Isaiah speaking? 700 or 800 years before Christ, it could be none other than the Messiah himself, the promised Savior of the world. It would have to be Jesus. He was the only one who has ever been wounded for our transgressions. Led as a sheep, dumb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. It would have to be Jesus, who gave himself, who died for you and me, that we might be healed of our brokenness, our sinfulness. Thank God for the forgiveness of sin. Sin is an awful thing. It sent Christ to the cross. But our sin can be totally forgiven, and we can be cleansed and washed and made as white as snow if we will put our trust in the Lord. If we confess our sins, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'll tell you, there is no feeling better in all the world than to know there is nothing between your soul and the Savior, that your sins are all forgiven, your heart is made clean and pure and white before God, and there is nothing that can do that other than the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, applied to the heart by faith, implicit trust in Jesus. No matter what guilt, what sin, what iniquity may have been in your life, if in this very moment you would repent of it, ask God to forgive you, he will. And you don't have to carry that guilt. Whatever it is, unchastity, unfaithfulness, untruthfulness, awful, nasty feelings and emotions harbored in your heart, hatred, selfishness, jealousy, all those ugly things, repent of it. Ask God to forgive you. And if we confess our sins, we know that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to do that cleansing within. If we will bring our sins before his face and confess them, then God will take our sins and cast them behind his back. But if we hide our sins and put them behind our back, God will bring them before his face. So my advice is confess them. Be honest, above board. Repent of sin. Bring it before the face of God, and he will take your sins and cast them behind his back into the sea of forgetfulness. Praise God. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, wonderful story of deathless love. Each child is dear to that heart above. He fights for me when I cannot fight. He comforts me in the gloom of night. He lifts the burden, for he is strong. He stills the sigh and awakes the song. The sorrow that bows me down he bears and loves and pardons because he cares. Let all who are sad take heart today. We're not alone in our hours of pain. Our Father stoops from his throne above to soothe and quiet us with his love. He leaves us not when the storm is high, and we have safety, for he is nigh. Can it be trouble that he doth share? Oh, rest in peace, for the Lord doth care, and under his wings we are safely abiding. What a place to be, what a place of security in Jesus. The words of that song written by Lena Sandell in Sweden. It was originally written in the Swedish language and then later translated into English. How often have I taken the hymnal and just opened it up and just read out loud those words, day by day and with each passing moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is counselor and power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. I guess the reason I love those words is because it expresses the strength that we have in God on a daily basis. Daily strength for daily needs. Every day of our lives, the Lord is right there to give sustenance, strength, victory, enablement. I don't know who is out there in that vast unseen audience of radio who is listening to me right now at this precise moment, but God knows you. He knows your deepest need, your darkest valley. He knows the oppressions, the difficulties. He knows the steep hills, the inclines. And I count it a privilege to just simply be able to remind you, day after day, that God is there. You're not alone. You may feel all alone, but you're not. Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." He knows the burden that you carry. Haven't you ever heard of the omnipotence of God, His omnipresence, His omniscience, that He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present? He knows you. That's one of the beautiful thoughts given to us in the Scripture. Old Testament and New Testament throughout the Bible is that God is aware. He is cognizant of our every need, our whereabouts, who we are, where we're headed, where we have been, what's happening in your life, whether it be success or failure, whether it be fulfillment or disappointment. God knows. And the best part is, not only does He know, the best part is He cares. He cares. And oh friend, right here in this very room, Jesus is with us. I feel a togetherness, even though I don't see you and you don't see me, and yet in the Spirit, our hearts join together as we worship God. We are assembled in His name, you out there and me here, but we are assembled in Jesus' name, and in this very room, the Lord is present. He's right here with me. He is right there with you. He is present to heal our brokenness, to pour His healing oil into our hurts, to lift the heavy burden, to lay His hand upon your life and mine, to bring His joy, His peace, His presence. Now it's up to us to just open our hearts and remove the barriers and the hindrances that would cause us not to receive what He has for us. And just open our hearts and say, "Oh Lord God, enter my life today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let your divine presence fill me through and through. Glorify yourself in me, O Lord. Come into my life. Make me whole. Heal my brokenness. Fill me with your fullness." And we don't pray that selfishly, just so that we'll feel good. We pray to be filled with all the fullness of God, so that in turn we may be a vessel of honor, meet for the Master's use, and we can reach out and touch someone else. With the touch of Jesus, when we have the touch of God in our lives, then we can reach out and touch others and be a blessing to them. What a privilege, what an opportunity to be a blessing to people. Somebody on that job of yours needs a word from the Lord today. Somebody who is in close association with you today will need a word from heaven that you can give, that inspiration that you can be, and not so much always by what you say, but usually by what you do. Even the smile on your countenance, even the warmth of a handshake, even a little simple hello can have magic in it. Don't you know that? Some people say hello and other people say hello. And it depends on the tone of voice and the sincerity and the warmth wherewith you say it. It can either be meaningless or it can lift hearts just in a simple word. So in this very room, the Lord is present with us. Why is He here? He is here because He loves us. He is here because He wants to empty us of ourselves and fill us with Himself. Empty us of ourselves, our weakness, our nothingness, our dross, and to fill us with His beauty, His loveliness, His power, His presence. Even now, Lord, come. Send us your love, send us your power, send us your grace. in this very room. Be very present with us, Lord. Lay your precious hand upon each one of us and touch us. Dispel the darkness, bring your light. Dispel the sadness, bring your cheer and joy. In this very room, Lord,
there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, He's in this very room. In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to change away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room.
this very room, there's quite enough power, there's quite enough grace from heaven to meet your every need, to chase away every gloom in this very room. And it doesn't have to be within a sanctuary with stained glass windows and a pipe organ and a robed choir. Before God can be present, He can be right there with you in that room where you are. And that room may at this precise moment be a little car as you're driving on your way to work, or you may be there in your kitchen or your den or out taking a walk. In that very place, the Lord is there. You remember how God appeared to Jacob when he was on the hilltop of Bethel, out there in nowhere, and he didn't know that God was anywhere nearby, but in the middle of the night, he had his dream, and he saw the ladder stretch from earth to heaven, and God spoke to him and said, Jacob, I'm going to be with you. I'll bring you back home safe and sound. I'm going to bless you. And when Jacob awaked from his dream, he said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. This is none other than the gate of heaven. This is the house of God. Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. In this very room, be it ever so humble, or out there on the backside of the desert, Moses not knowing God was anywhere close by, and suddenly God appeared in the burning bush. Or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside the fiery furnace. And that old pagan king Nebuchadnezzar said, did not we throw three men in that furnace? Yes, sir, king, we just threw three. Why is it that I see four walking around in the fire, suffering no harm? Well, the Lord was there. Now, it doesn't have to be in just a beautiful devotional setting. And the churches that we build, they certainly serve their purpose. But God isn't present just on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. He is right there, out in the wilderness, in the desert, on Bethel, in the backside of the desert, on the Isle of Patmos, in exile. The Lord is there. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, as he was standing up for trial, and the people said to him, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the barracks. Can you imagine anybody feeling that way towards Paul, that great apostle who penned the words to Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, the church at Colossae, the church at Corinth? Well, it was while he was in those barracks, the Bible says, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Where was it the Lord stood by him? Not when he was in some gorgeous place, not when he was in the sanctuary in worship, but when he was in the barracks, the Lord stood by him. Where is the Lord going to meet you? Wherever your heart is open to him. It can be right now, right where you are. Oh, give your heart to him. Say yes to him. I enjoy these moments of devotions that we can share together for 30 minutes. Isn't that marvelous? For 30 minutes every day, Monday through Friday, I can talk to you of God's love, his goodness, and we can pray together and sense the very nearness and presence of the Lord. And it looks like my time is just about gone, too. I've enjoyed this time. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, and I'm always happy to hear from my listeners. I sincerely trust that the broadcast is something that's meaningful and a spiritual uplift to you. That's why I do it. And I want it to be a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and walk close to him. You don't need to understand. You just need to hold God's hand. Isn't that right?
I don't need to understand. I just need to hold his hand. Life is like a mighty sea, so tossed and driven. Billows rise within the heart of every man. Storms so many times will leave the heart with questions. But you don't need to understand, just hold his hand. I don't understand. I just need to hold his hand. I don't
understand. I just need to hold.